are overwhelmed with other things going on. They don't need a damn hazardous pipeline in the township on top of what they're already dealing with, where they're a little short on help and various other things. And the reality is, face it, if we get a leak out there, it's not going to be a rescue SCBA situation. It's probably going to be a recovery mission, as in things are dying, or get people away from there. So thank you. That's my thoughts. And what I really tried to hit on here is my understanding of this process. And once again, I tried to address what you people can address. And there's my views. Thank you.
Thank you. And I appreciate that. And I just want to clarify, and one of the gentlemen earlier, I think, really nailed it well. You referred several times to these are your points. These four points are in state law. They're provided by the state legislature and governor through that process, given as the criteria that we have to apply. And so we don't make those up. Those are given to us. And for that last point, the legislature said, PUC, you have to take into account the views of local units of government. And so we certainly will do that as they choose to weigh in. Okay, anybody else tonight? One quick question.
Dennis Anderson again. Bethany Nursing Home is only about 2.5 miles from where the pipeline is going to be. We practice fire drills. We practice for tornado drills. Will you be able to design a plan on what we do with 100 to 150 residents in a nursing home to evacuate them?
So evacuations are part of that response plan to a T, and taking into account the local dynamics of community by community is why it's so important to have your local first responders and those mutual aid partners as part of that conversation up front in development of that plan, so that it matches the unique dynamic and structure and needs of it on a community by community basis, because just like every segment of the pipe is unique, so too is every community along that footprint as well. So long answer to your question is yes.
Okay.
I'd like to ask more.
Anybody else tonight that hasn't spoken? Okay. Very good. Well, I want to say, for those of you that have stuck it out to the end, I want to say thank you. Thank you for your comments tonight. Thank you for the respectfulness of those comments and questions as we've gone throughout tonight. What tonight has done for us is told us those things that we need to focus on as this process plays out. And it's really important for me to reemphasize the fact we are at the beginning of this process, the beginning of the information gathering portion of this. And ultimately, this will likely culminate in a hearing, a formal hearing. And I'll let Commissioner Feagin explain that, because she does that pretty well. But there's going to be a lot of information answering a lot of the questions that you all asked that will be gathered between now and that point. And then based on those answers and the criteria that we just talked about, then we will ultimately have the responsibility for making a decision. And so, again, thank you for being part of that tonight. And with that, Commissioner Hansen, anything you'd like to add?
Everybody's invited over to my house, right? Maybe not. I don't know where to start, actually. I've been through a lot of these over the years, over the 20 years, and yesterday I took 7 pages of notes. This morning I took 6 pages of notes, and I took 8 pages for this one, so you folks are the winner on the number of pages that I have. I have a lot of questions that I need answers to. Some of the answers that have been given, I wrestle with what I should be saying right now, because I cannot make a decision. We cannot make a decision. We cannot take a position until after the hearing is completed and we've seen the testimony. And this is not testimony. You were not sworn in, and they did not have an opportunity to ask you questions, and it's not proven what testimony, what information you provided was true or false. You know, that's the game is played differently once you get into a hearing. It's just like you're in a courtroom and represented by attorneys, and you're questioned and on and on and on and on. But there's been a lot of discussion here tonight about surveys and about the challenges, and we all recognize that the law allows them to come in and do their survey ahead of time. But you know, it's challenging for us to hear that there may be abuse of that legal right that they possess, and I just want to mention that will not be tolerated by us when we get into the process. And if I appear to be a little upset, I am. These are citizens of Sioux Falls, they're citizens of South Dakota, and it bothers me very much to hear what's been going on. Excuse me, I've got too many things going on with my family right now, with car accidents and kids in hospitals and all that, so I'm a little bit emotional. The lawsuits against counties, the fourth item here is what we rely on through the counties. We need to know what the counties are thinking. We need to know their positions, and they should not be interfered with. They're part-time elected officials trying to do their job. You shouldn't be suing them. I know that some of the ordinances that they've passed seem beyond what reason in some areas, but you've got to let them get their messages to us, because we rely on that for their position. I do agree with Ms. Beacom that it appears to be aggressive. You said you are not participating in tax credits. Constantly you were saying that. But where do you obtain your revenue? And that is a question I want answered now. Where do you obtain your revenue?
I'm not sure. There it is. So the model that I outlined there, we sign, or our shippers sign long-term contracts with us. So they are paying a set rate for every ton of CO2 that they ship on our line. That is how our company makes money.
Exactly. So you receive funds from the shippers. The shippers receive the funds from the credit.
The credit and potentially selling into higher value marketplaces and potentially participation in voluntary carbon markets.
Exactly. Please. And $85 a ton that they're receiving, they're basically paying you the funds. It's a pass-through, and they are making additional dollars by selling their product. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I think you're understanding that correct, Commissioner. It's a fee-for-service model. Navigators in the transportation business, we're transporting molecules of CO2 in this case. Elizabeth likes to use the example of the bus system. A toll booth would be, another example that we could use, but it's a fee-for-service common carrier system.
No matter how you phrase it, the fact is there are funds. This wouldn't be operational unless there were funds going to the coming from the persons you are shipping a product for, and they're receiving their funds from tax credit and so on. I don't like roundabout answers that don't answer the questions when citizens are here and taking the time to ask the questions, and to be you got to be completely honest. You're certainly going to have to be completely honest and open with everything that you deliver to us when we're asking questions. And don't start treating us like you've treated some of the citizens. That's just my position. I got another grandson who got in a car accident tonight. Daughter in the hospital again, and just too many things.
We love our Commissioner Hansen, and he certainly gives us a lot of wisdom, and we have been praying for him and his family for the past week. Thank you for coming. As you can tell, Commissioner Hansen is already ready to get into the evidentiary hearing because the questions that he asks today is cross-examination, but the greatest part will be when we're in the evidentiary hearing, they will be under oath. Tonight, they're not under oath. And the experts will be there so we can cross-examine them. We are the last ones that get to cross-examine, so all the parties in the docket cross-examine first, and then we go. Just know it is online. If you're unable to come to peer to the evidentiary hearing, that may last 5, 10, 15 days. We don't know yet. But if you're unable to come, you can hear it, or you can go to the taped delay and hear it later when we put it up. And I would assume our staff, I don't know if they put it up that night so you can hear the previous day so you can keep on track. So thank you so much for coming. It is a lot of work. We have just started. And trust me, your commissioners are very excited to start asking questions. And you guys gave us a lot of questions to ask, and they're in our notes.
And with that, we are adjourned.